The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
You might have heard Anton covering this story this morning, the PSNI initiative north of the border, where motorists who have been caught speeding have a choice. They can accept penalty points or face stern questions from a panel of primary school children. So they have to go into the school and face an inquisition from those kids. Now, Longford is one place south of the border where this initiative has been used for a while now. We're joined by Janine Bartley, Community Safety Coordinator at Longford Local Community Safety Partnership. Janine, how long have you been doing this in Longford?
Good afternoon, Shane. So we started in 2023. So again, this is an idea we actually took from Northern Ireland. We work very closely with Newry, Morne and Down District Council and their Community Safety Partnership there. And they showed us the way, I suppose. We started a public consultation around community safety in 2023, and road safety and speeding came through as really big concerns for the community. So this was a project that we thought could work really well and translate down here for us as well.
Okay, so how does it work? You picked was it a national school you picked? Does it go around different schools?
Yeah, so we work with An Garda Síochána, so our community policing team here in Longford, and the local authority. So the Gardaí would select a school, and typically it's a school where there has been ongoing concerns or reports to the Gardaí of speeding outside, whether that's during school hours or whatever else. Typically speed limits are 50 kilometres an hour outside of school. But like lots of schools probably have the same complaints that the speed limit is not observed. So the guards will select a school. We'll engage with the teacher and the principal in advance to get the permission of the parents, explain to them what we're going to do. And then we attend the school on a day with An Garda Síochána for a half day. It's usually fifth or sixth class that we engage with. We start off by giving them a talk about road safety in general, get really good conversations going about all aspects of road safety. And community safety and road safety is for everybody. So it's not just for drivers. So the kids are talking about pedestrians themselves being cyclists, being passengers in a car, distractions that drivers can have, and all of those kind of things. Once we have that done, we get into the preparation for the kids' course. So we rehearse with them. So the class splits into groups. Each group gets to rehearse with ourselves. We prepare them for speaking to the drivers. We have a set list of questions that they can ask the drivers about their driving behaviour. And then the Gardaí set up the checkpoint outside the school. And once they're ready, we get going and do the checkpoint. And every time that we've done it in 14 schools now in Longford. And we've got several drivers each time that have agreed to come.
Do you know what? Isn't that extraordinary, though? The fact that you know you're going to, somebody will speed. You know, like if you're setting that up and nobody speeds, but you're pretty much guaranteed you'll have somebody who will speed.
Pretty much, yeah. And I suppose an awful lot of the things that we would hear about people, I suppose, worried about speeding and enforcement and all of those kind of things. And really, we are always saying it's about driver behaviour as well. It's about the behaviour of other people, and distractions are easily a thing. Everybody can be guilty of that. But I suppose the other thing is the consent piece is really important. So the drivers can take their fixed charge penalty notice and their penalty points, or they agree to come in to answer the questions. So it's fully by consent of the driver. And we have had some people who would rather take the penalty points than come in and face the question from the children.
Maybe they were local and didn't fancy the idea of facing up to kids at that. I'm presuming if somebody goes by at 100 kilometres an hour, they're not given that choice. They get points.
No. So we're working very closely within, the Garda discretion range. So it's very minimally over the speed limit. So you're talking if it's a 50 kilometre zone, 53, 54, anything over that. They don't have the option, I suppose. But we have had all sorts. So we've had delivery drivers. We've had someone who was driving farm machinery, someone who was running late for work. We've had young drivers. And we've had someone who was a parent of a child that was in the class. So that was an interesting dynamic when they came in. Yeah, absolutely. But again, very hard hitting, both for the students, who we are encouraging, of course, to take this very seriously. And it's all done in a very respectful manner. But the conversation that we have with the children afterwards, when we do the debrief with them, when the driver leaves the room, and profound conversations with kids in fifth and sixth class about road safety and what they've observed and what they're going to bring home to their parents and to the wider community, those conversations start.
What kind of questions? What are the really tough questions that the kids ask?
Okay, so we start off by thanking the driver for coming in to speak to them today, and that they're going to ask them about the manner of their driving. So the first thing is, did you know the speed limit of the road you've just driven down? An awful lot of the time that they do. And the student will remind them, yes, it is 40 or it is 50 kilometres an hour. Then they're asked, do you realise you were going too fast? And if they did realise, why were you speeding? if they didn't realise, why are we not aware of the speed limit here? So again, it's getting the driver to think about their own driving behaviour. The next question then is, did you realise that this was a road with a school on and the children might be crossing? And the second part of that question is probably the most hard hitting is, do you realise that you could have killed one of us?
Wow.
And that is the one question where you can feel the inhalation of air, you know, and it's, you know, deadly silent as the driver contemplates that. And the children are waiting to hear the answer. So really, really profound. After that, then we're asked, but they ask about stopping distances. So the faster a car is going, if it hits a child or a person, the more likely it is to be killed. If I'd stepped out in front of your car, would you have had time to react? And again, the driver having to think about that, well, would I, you know, it's not something that I had thought of before. And then finally, it's, do you think you'll speed again? The answer is always, I'll definitely never speed again there and then in the moment. But when we're debriefing the drivers outside, you know, the feedback is, you know, it definitely gives them food for thought. It's something that stays, that will stay with them for a long time after that.
That's really interesting, Janine, because somebody has sent in a text and I think it's a very fair question to ask. And the question, the point they make is, does the impact of these courts last? Like, if you ever have a near miss in a car, it makes you the safest driver for the rest of the day. But the next day you go back to old habits. Do you think, have a longer lasting impact?
Sure. Well, I think initiatives like this alongside other things, so like this is something for young people that complements other initiatives like the Seatbelt Sheriff and the Green Cross Code and all those things for primary school students. It complements them. But I mean, this is going to have to be a suite of a range of different interventions and things that we do to try and reduce speeding. Do you know, it's nothing is going to work on its own. And as I said, this is about driver behaviour and getting drivers to think about their behaviour. But it's also about other road users being cognizant as well. So for those young people, it's about them being passengers in the car. What are they doing around distractions? What are we doing about mobile phones? And a wider conversation about road use. And it's not just about cars either. So in the rural schools, we would always have really good conversations about farm machinery, the increase of that kind of thing on the road during silage time, for example, the use of e-scooters. Cyclists, you know, so people, kids are cycling to and from school. So it's part of a much broader conversation. For us, the primary concern for us is about working with the young people and empowering them to be activated.
Yeah, well, I was
but for the drivers, it's different, yeah.
I was going to say, this is also about educating the next generation of drivers. Imagine these, it does inculcate a mode of behaviour, as in don't speed. And you're getting that at a very young age.
Absolutely. And again, going home and having that conversation with mum and dad. And this is what community safety is all about. It's about making sure everybody has a role to play. And for us, it's about empowering young people to be active in community safety and doing that in their own community. So for them, they feel empowered and that they have a role in asking questions and making their community safer. So I think it's fantastic to start at that age. But I mean, certainly for the drivers as well, how long does it last? Well, we hope it would. But again, there's a lot that needs to be done around trying to change driver behavior and to try and slow people down.
Obviously it's only one thing, but I think it's a really, really good initiative. Would you like to see it spread out more nationwide?
Yeah, absolutely. So Longford has had a community safety partnership. We were one of three pilots over the last number of years, and the Department of Justice has set up a national office for community safety. There's now a community safety partnership in every local authority area, just after been set up over the last couple of months. So we're going to be working with them now. We're preparing a suite of documentation that hopefully they will be able to work with their own community policing teams and the local authority teams in their area. And hopefully we will see this initiative roll out in other places across Ireland as well.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us today. Janine Bartley, their Community Safety Coordinator at Longford Local Community Safety Partnership.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.